is there a girl named Amy in the tent? Because I would like to sing this song to you. She's very lucky.
Yes.
She's
very
not
fortunate.
Here.
Very fortunate.
Hi, you guys. We are live in action. The McHenry County Fair in beautiful Woodstock, Illinois. And, Bill, we've talked about a lot of events that are going on at the fair. You have your animal acts.
Yep.
Your animal shows.
Yep.
But there is a special talent that our next guest has. Joe Stebbing is with us. Joe, you are a professional chainsaw carver?
Sure am, yes.
There you go.
Yep, so I'm a professional carver. I've been doing it for about 14 years now.
Yeah. With a chainsaw?
With a chainsaw.
Did you start with a little Swiss Army knife and work your way up?
No, I started making handmade furniture back when I was about 23. And the fancier stuff you had to do, you started getting into shaping and sculpting different ball and claw feet and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, the ornamentation.
Yeah, yeah. So that kind of introduced me to carving. And then so I did that for a few years with chisels and mallets.
Yes.
And each piece would just take forever.
Yeah.
So you spend weeks and weeks on a single piece. And then somebody talked me into trying to chainsaw one day.
Did you laugh at them at first? Like, yeah, chainsaw, really? You're going to get precision with a chainsaw. Did you doubt them at first?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I really doubted it. But then I gave it a shot, and I saw a guy come out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And this guy's name was Dean Fox. And, man, he came down, and he just did some beautiful stuff in about a half hour's time. And I remember thinking, like,
wow,
man, this guy must own all kinds of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
He just, at a whim, he can make whatever he wanted to. And I was intrigued by that, so then tried it out myself and fell in love with the process.
Have you met him, Dean Fox? Have you ever met him?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, he is.
Seen him
you guys became
while,
friends.
But, yeah.
And what? Did he do anything to say to you? This is really a good line to be in. You should do some chainsaw carving. He was pro chainsaw carving, obviously.
Yeah, in the chainsaw carving world, there's a lot of great guys.
Yeah.
Everybody encourages you, helps each other out.
Yeah.
And you just kind of learn and pick up different skills and techniques over time.
I would think.
It's a big family.
Yeah.
And it's very individualized. I'm sure your designs look much different than other people's.
Yeah, you can have 200 different carvers in the same venue,
mm-hmm.
and everything's going to look different. So,
have you been injured?
Of course you asked that.
You have been at some point.
Can
you say what happened, or is it really gory?
No. Well,
and if it is, continue talking.
Keep telling us.
All right, here we go.
We like the ugly stories. What happened?
All right, so I have these rollers in my shop.
Yeah.
Kind of like semi-trucks would carry on the beds of their trucks, so you roll things onto it.
Yeah.
And I have some of those in my shop. And I had taxidermy up on the wall of my shop, too. So I was carving a big totem.
Yeah.
And I was looking over at this deer bust hanging on the wall because I was carving that portion of the totem.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at it. I'm coming back. I'm looking. I'm coming back. And my rollers got covered up with the sawdust, so
yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
And then I end up slipping, and my feet kicked out sideways. And, well, when you're falling holding a chainsaw, the first thing you do is you try to grab. So I squeezed the trigger.
Oh, no.
And that revved it up. And then I grabbed, whatever was nearby, which was the bar.
Yes.
And then the whole time I'm falling. So I'm grabbing this running chainsaw bar, the blade.
Oh.
And
you know, Dean Fox would tell you not to do that. You know that, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I hit the ground, and the chainsaw has a safety on it. It's a little brake that locks the chain from spinning.
Yeah.
So as soon as I grabbed that bar, my elbow hit the ground, triggered that chain break, so then the chain stopped. So it cut down to the bone pretty much across all four fingers in my palm.
Oh, my God. And you went back to this?
Well,
you did? Right away? Immediately or after a while?
Well, I had to heal.
Yeah.
I was still a professional plumber at that time too, just carving on the side. So I had to go to work the next day.
Oh,
so
no.
we went to the emergency room in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And that's a long drive from here. Why didn't you go closer?
I don't know. I was scared of stitches. But the doctor never saw me. I sat there for 3.5 hours. They tried to bill my insurance and stuff. So I went home. I filled it in with Neosporin and electrical tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is a real man.
No,
I got to tell you that. Now, do you...
Joe, I still use safety scissors. That's the difference between us.
Now, I'm looking. I don't know if this is you. Chainsaw Carvings by Joe, is that your website?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got to explain something to you. I'm looking at these pictures. I'll try and describe them. I don't know if this is... This is aquatic scene in D.C., Washington, D.C., I would imagine. I can't believe you have carved sea turtles, dolphins... this is the most
beautiful.
Ornate stuff.
So
an
intricate.
Octopus, for gosh sakes, including the little suction cups. You don't do that with a chainsaw.
Well, most of it you do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so intricate.
Well, thank you.
How big is your chainsaw?
That.
Do you have like a little mini? Do you
Come
have
on.
Different sized chainsaws?
Come on.
I'm going home.
Please. It's a big one.
Thank you very much for playing along. I really appreciate that, Joe.
Did you guys rehearse that? That was so beautiful.
But seriously, do you have different sized chainsaws? Because that's such intricate work that I can't imagine a giant chainsaw would carve that little stuff.
Yeah, so what she's looking at for you guys is a tree I did down in Washington, D.C.,
Started as a tree stump, kind
eight
of?
8 years ago, yeah. There was a guy who called me up. He had a huge tree cut.
Yeah.
He left about 13 feet of it standing. It was about 7 feet wide, and it was a big white oak. And so I go out there, and I take a look at this giant canvas.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do you want? What would you like with this?
You can't really see it, but it is just... It was a stump, basically.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Could you guys come up one at a time and take a look at the picture? Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe this.
That's so beautiful.
Well, the guy said that he wanted a jellyfish and a dolphin.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is a huge tree. So right away, I start thinking of, you know, what's possible.
Right.
With it. So I just started spitting out crazy ideas off the top of my head. And what I was trying to do was come up with like three design options.
Uh-huh.
One being more intricate than what he asked for.
Yes.
But I have to work my way down to that.
So oh, yeah,
I start. The first option I say is the most craziest thing I could think of on the spot at that moment. I expected him to say no to that and steer him towards something a little bit easier. But he said, yeah, he loved
go
that idea.
And do you sketch it out first, Joe, or do you just do it? At the moment.
Just, yeah, in the moment.
Yeah? Wow. That's even more impressive.
Yeah, so you're just terrified the whole time because you don't know how to do it.
Right.
Number one, you got to figure it out. And
but as time goes on, you probably trust yourself more because of what you've achieved in the past. Right?
Situations like that, you build confidence.
That's
and you
amazing.
You can work your way out.
Has there ever
things.
Been a piece you've created that's just too good to let go? You'd say to yourself, I've worked on this too hard and for too long, I can't part with it?
Anymore, as the years go on, you have more control.
Yeah.
So from the concept to the finished product, you can get more control if you have the right amount of time to spend on it. And, yeah, you do get attached to a lot of things.
I bet.
And, but the bills keep rolling in, and they don't they don't let up.
No, that makes sense.
You are so talented. His name is Joe Stebbing. You can look for him online, professional chainsaw carver. And where can we see your work today?
I am across the creek from the conservation world that he's talking about, and so it's a new spot there. They're starting to fill out this year, get some more entertainment and stuff back there, and that's across from the grandstands. And at 10:30, 1:15, 4, and 6 each day, I do a one-hour demonstration, so you'll be able to see something carved from start to finish in about an hour's time.
Let's that's go over amazing. There at 1 o'clock when we wrap up.
All right.
Can't wait to see,
to see
you.
It. Cool.
Congratulations on your beautiful work.
Well, thank you
and
so much.
And chainsaw. Thank you, Joe.
Joe Stebbing, everybody. Amazing work. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.
All right. Joe Stebbing actually brought a piece that I didn't know was sitting there. Sorry, I tried to show you my computer screen. But you can check him out. Joe Stebbing, professional chainsaw carver. We're going to talk television with Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com after the news. Meantime, Chicago stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN radio on TuneIn. News brought to you by Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace. Here is Steve Bertrand.